A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio. Welcome to Tricky Kid Radio, where the past and the future meet the present for a fun mix of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hosted by filmmaker and DJ Roy Turner.
Today's edition of What to Watch, What to Read.
Got a great show for you. Excited to bring Sav Rogers onto the show today. You guys out there know how much I love Kevin Smith's early work. I fell off the View Askew wagon somewhere after Dogma back in the late 90s. I saw a couple of his films after that, Zack and Miri. My favorite is Chasing Amy. I was obsessed with this film when it came out. And a reason I'm talking about that is Sav is a new filmmaker, just like me, has made a movie called Chasing Amy. It's in limited cinema right now, but on VOD December 17th. And if you're in Dallas, Texas, it's playing at the wonderful Texas Theater this coming Saturday at 4:30. Chasing Amy, the original film, is at 6:45. In my opinion, if you want to get a refresher, a movie did come out almost 30 years ago, and then watch the documentary. It's a beautiful story. Met the love of his life and turned into a filmmaker about the movie that inspired him to become himself. And Kevin Smith, who made Chasing Amy, gets involved, and it's a wonderful thing. It's beautifully shot. It does not look like a amateur, first-timer, out-of-the-gate sort of thing. Like, I had no idea what went into doing a TED Talk. That's how he got Kevin's attention. When Sav was still Savannah, applied to do a TED Talk and did it. And that's how it landed on Kevin's radar. A lot of parallels as well. He's made an LGBT movie. I'm making one as well. My film is also about a member of the LGBT community, Doug Pinnick of King's X. We're going to have that for you in May of 2025 called Born to Be Loved, The Story of King's X. And it'll be something for King's X fans, music fans, something for people like Sav that was born Savannah Rogers, assigned female at birth, growing up in Kansas. Savannah Rogers, through the movie, transitions into Sav Rogers, a transgender male. Ty Tabor now lives in Kansas City. Jerry Gaskell, the drummer, lives in Red Bank, New Jersey, where Kevin is from and where a lot of his stuff is shot, and has this comic book store called Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. Funny thing, last time I was in Red Bank filming, I had some downtime. I went over to the Secret Stash. Guy behind the counter, and Kevin Smith fans will recognize his name, Walt Flanagan, was playing Dogman from King's X. Just one of those weird things. The universe sometimes is listening. When I lived in New York City, I would take the light rail all the way out to Red Bank to see Kevin do these marathon one-man show where he's just answering questions. A great theater called the Count Basie Theater. When I first got there, there was a screening of Clerks right there on the Red Bank, like part of Netflix series posted by, how 90s is this, Lisa Loeb. And the premise was to go to a director where he's from, like, and show the film that they're known for. Some of the cast was doing signings, like Brian O'Halloran that plays Dante Hicks, and a few others. So excited to talk about one of my favorite movies with a person that made a movie about it. The talk leans on more of Sav's story, but Joey Lauren Adams, Jason Lee, Guinevere Turner, people from that world. If you're a Kevin Smith person, you know these names. So let's take a quick break. I'm going to play you a great new song called Gucci Doom from our own local transgender superhero, Lorelei Kay, and have Sav Rogers, the writer, director, and essentially the star of Chasing Amy. We'll be right back.
My body.
To you.
And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
Welcome, director Sav Rogers.
Hey, Roy. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
How did you discover the film?
I initially saw Kevin Smith's 1997 film, Chasing Amy, at age 12 as a closeted queer trans kid in Kansas. I was going through a Ben Affleck phase. My mom had Chasing Amy as part of her DVD collection. It was a transformative experience. A lot of natural parallels between my life and Chasing Amy, but also the people who made Chasing Amy. I watched Chasing Amy because I had access to it.
Sure.
And access to films is invaluable.
Your mom should get a producer credit.
My mother deserves the world and more. I'm so thankful that she agreed to be interviewed.
That's one of my favorite scenes. I'm very close with my mother as well. How old were you in 97?
When Chasing Amy came out, I was 2.5.
I was 23. Working at Blockbuster Video when Clerks came out. It was a punk rock thing, a secret, a handshake between me and my friends. So we were very excited when Mallrats came. Not as fun. By the time we get to Chasing Amy, we were Kevin Smith nerds.
I had set out to tell a story about the tension between the LGBTQ community and Chasing a controversial reputation.
In 97, there wasn't any of that. I didn't learn was considered to be controversial like 15 years later. Never occurred to me for a single second this would be controversial. I just thought it was part of the story. Maybe she's bisexual. I want them to be together. I want Alyssa and Holden to work. Did you want them to work?
What I was responding to was that I was a geeky kid who loved comic books, who wanted to be in love like that. And I was really responding to the romanticism of the film.
It was me in 97, and I love comic books, and I wanted a love like that.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
Hey, folks. This is Brian O'Halloran from Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Vulgar.
Marilyn Gigliotti. Veronica Heaven from Clerks.
Scott Schiaffo from Clerks and Vulgar.
You're listening to Tricky Kid Radio.
With Roy Turner.
Once again, your host, Roy Turner.
Forgive my ignorance of what the requirements are to do a TED Talk. How did that come about?
TED had a call for applications called the TED Residency Program, looking for 18 to 24 to support their artistic endeavors. To my surprise, I was a finalist. A great meeting with Cindy Stivers, who you see briefly in Chasing Amy. They were like, if you had to give a TED Talk tomorrow, what would it be about? So I told them the importance of LGBTQ representation through my personal story with Chasing Amy. Then Cindy said, that is the most narrow, specific idea for a TED Talk we've ever heard. 3 days later, I found out I got it. Adobe going to pay $12,000 to move to New York for 4 months. I had 3 months just working in TED HQ, working on Chasing Amy every day. I was getting paid to do outreach, cold call people, try to figure out who my first interviews would be. And on the last day of the TED residency, they let us film in their studio.
There really is no film without you doing the TED Talk. It all begins there.
I was in this brilliant cohort of photographers and scientists as the kid of the group. One of them became the first investor in Chasing Amy.
How did you go from the kid with the one camera and the Rhodes mic to having the kind of budget that would allow three cameras?
We operated lean and mean. I love to build teams. There were a lot of people who helped us over 6 years we made Chasing Amy. One having the grants at Canon and provided our cameras for free.
You said you wanted to put a team together. You have to pay that team. How were you able to do that?
We did a favored nations rate of $200 a day. We would fundraise in stages. And thanks to the TED Talk, a lot of money found us. We did grants.
As a filmmaker, I want to know, how were you able to complete all those different threads?
There are four parallel love stories. Holden and Alyssa, producer Scott Mosier, and Guinevere Turner. My relationship with my now wife, Riley. Then Kevin Smith and Joey Lauren Adams' real relationship that inspired much of Chasing Amy. Ultimately, the story my collaborators were interested in was my own. We leaned into my personal story, and there were a lot of natural parallels between my life and Chasing Amy. What starts as this very specific film about Chasing Amy and the LGBTQ community becomes a love story. Yeah. In those four relationships, only one works out. We were really focused on my evolving relationship with Chasing Amy itself. And so every scene had to be about pushing that narrative forward. Otherwise, we would have had this mishmash of queer cinema and Kevin Smith fandom We worked really hard, especially Sharika Ajay Kumar, our brilliant editor, Lauren Devlin, our assistant editor. Our team came together to create this time capsule of my life and what it means to come of age.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought to put the camera on me while interviewing somebody to get your reactions. Whose idea was that?
Foley Bradley Garrison's, our DP's and most cherished friend in the world. He was the one to suggest I needed a camera on me at all times. I don't know what the film would be if we didn't have my reaction to a very specific moment. I knew the story would change over time. I just didn't know how personal it would become and how challenging that would be for me.
Jason Lee's lives in Denton. Did you go to his house to do his interview?
So Jason Lee did not know he was going to do an interview with us that day. Jason and Kevin were doing a live show, like a retrospective on Chasing Amy. Before Jason went on stage, Kevin pointed to our camera crew and said, "Hey, you're going to do this." Jason gets off stage and they start asking questions about the LGBTQ community. And he thinks I'm mad at him. And I'm like, I'm not mad at you. Like, Jason was an incredible sport for doing the interview.
He's the gay basher in the film. He probably has LGBT people coming up to him angry.
Kevin showed me immense kindness. I am very thankful for his participation.
He seems like somebody that really likes to interact. He definitely likes attention. Somebody who's had a positive Chasing Amy reaction after taking so much shit. That's irresistible. The story's irresistible. You're irresistible. I think he has some unfinished business. People thought of him as being an insensitive, uninformed, heterosexual person, which he may have been in 97. You offered him a platform.
To put a bow on things, the most telling, Kevin and Joey do the joint interview. And she doesn't say one word. She's looking at him. And then you say, "All right, I'll see you tomorrow." And he goes, "What's tomorrow?" And she goes, "Solo interview." And when you get her alone, she lets that whole damn thing rip.
It's an invaluable part of the story. She didn't have to say all that. I'm being presented with brand new information. She didn't have to participate in an interview.
Why did she participate? She even says to you in the film, "Why do you want to talk to me?"
No disrespect to anybody, but when the cast get to do things, it's usually because of his involvement or him asking them to be a part of something. If that had been Brad Pitt, when Kevin said, "Hey, you're going to do this podcast over here," Pitt would have been like, "Yeah, I don't think so." But when Kevin says something to Jason, Jason is going to listen.
The interview the day before definitely had an impact on what she had to say.
Sure.
The next when we were alone. I don't think that was her intention going into the interview. It seemed like it was even a surprise to her. She had said all that.
Has Kevin seen the film?
Yes. Kevin saw the movie before we premiered at Tribeca, and he FaceTimed me and said, "I loved it." Then talked for 20 minutes about everything that he loved. First thing was Riley. He was like, "Wow, you've really found a love that most people search a lifetime for. The thing that will never leave me is the guy who made me want to make movies said it was one of the best movies about movies he had ever seen."
Wow. That, congratulations. You are living your best life right now. How fucking insane is it that y'all's relationship mirrors Alyssa and Holden's?
And it was by complete accident. And it's stranger than fiction.
Last thing, yeah. Plugs, where can they see this film and find you online?
Chasing Amy is playing in limited theaters across the United States. We're hitting VOD December 17th in Dallas. We're playing at the Texas Theater. Follow Chasing Amy at Chasing Amy. And you can find me on Instagram at Sav Rogers Film.
Texas Theater is showing Chasing Amy on Saturday. And I was like, why? It's not an anniversary, but they're showing it to get people ready for your film. I get it now. Sav, thank you again for joining us. I loved this film. I am so excited for you, and congratulations on all the success.
Thank you, Roy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, I want to thank Sav Rogers and his team for connecting us. Really enjoyed speaking with him. Excited to see what he does next. Such a talented guy. If you're in Dallas, Texas, this coming Saturday, November 23rd, at Texas Theater, Chasing Amy plays at 4:30. And stick around and see Chasing Amy at 6:45. Next year, I'll bring the cast of Clerks on again, and maybe I can slip in a couple of Chasing Amy questions in there. Once again, thank the Sav Rogers and his team, all of our sponsors, and yeah, join me this Saturday, Texas Theater. We're going to do a double feature. It's all about Chasing Amy and Chasing Amy.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here. Plus, exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
Never will regret this. Well, I'm in this today, and I'm not scared to say I'm afraid. Yes, I have a couple hesitations, but I'll open the door, and I wonder if she might come in. Do you really need an invitation now? Because I think I'm feeling a little something today. Yes, I think I feel a little spark. Hey, a little jump start. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this. Never will forget this. I never will forget this.
Ted Wobbling like crazy. Now he's looking way up at the tree, pointing at the tree.